Another Michigan tale of high lead in water. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Three towns in Michigan are taking a much closer look for lead in their drinking water this year. Houghton, up in the UP, home to Michigan Tech, and the Detroit suburbs of Beverly Hills and Romulus. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith has been looking at those cities' numbers. Hey, Lindsay.
Hello.
What's up with these cities?
So all three did routine testing for lead in water last year, and their lead levels were higher than the federal action level. That's 15 parts per billion. Houghton was just barely over the limit and is tweaking how it treats their water. Beverly Hills had the highest level, but that's only because it had one super high result.
They're trying to get a judge to toss that sample, right?
Yes. We shared that story a few weeks ago.
So what's up with Romulus?
So Romulus city officials wouldn't talk to me about their lead results. In notices it's sent to people and it's posted online, Romulus is blaming its results on one vacant home. So, you know, I drove by that home, Rebecca, and I was surprised to find it was not vacant. Nicole Roche and Jeff Crow were living there.
Say hi. Say hi.
You were saying hi in the bedroom.
Hi, buddy.
Say hi.
One-year-old Christopher holds his data tight. He just woke up from a nap. He's got this cute mess of red hair. Eventually, he does flash me a little smile. They moved in last July.
It's a beautiful house until you get to know what the real issues with it are.
3 weeks before they moved in, the water at this house tested 8 times higher than the federal standard for lead in drinking water. But they say they never saw those numbers. Crow only knew that the landlord had them sign something that said they wouldn't drink the water and they wouldn't sue their landlord if they had any health issues come up because of the water. Nicole is pregnant.
He had us just put up first month rent and said that the security deposit was contingent on them, you know, fixing the plumbing problem, which he said, you know, there was a slight lead problem. Oh, but it wasn't that bad. Just don't drink it and give it to the baby and boil it or something if we were going to use it for cooking or something.
Yes. The owner of this house would not agree to a recorded interview, but he told me he never told the family to boil the water to get rid of the lead, which is good because FYI, boiling water does not remove lead. The good news in Romulus is once the landlord saw the super high lead levels, he agreed to fork over $1,800 to replace the entire lead service line a few weeks after Jeff and Nicole moved in. And after that lead line was gone, there was no lead detected in follow-up samples, not in those collected by the city or in the ones Michigan Radio collected and paid to have analyzed.
So is Romulus in the clear?
Romulus downplays any lead issue in public notices it's put out in the first place. They write that this one once vacant house, we know it's not vacant, is an isolated case. But Romulus only had to test 8 homes in total, and half of those homes had lead levels above 7 parts per billion. Certainly nothing to panic over, but there is no safe level of lead in water. If I lived in Romulus, I'd definitely try to figure out if I had a lead water pipe. It's probably not a bad idea to get your water tested either. So next, the city is doing a lot more testing, at least 60 homes this year. That should help determine if this one house was, in fact, an isolated incident. And that first round of testing should wrap up next month.
All right. Thank you, Lindsay.
You're welcome.
You can find a map of all the latest water tests in Metro Detroit and beyond at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.